All right, so budget hearing notice, notice of agenda, of meeting and agenda of the Commissioners Court of Orange County, Texas, September 17th, 2019. A notice is hereby given that the Commissioners Court of Orange County, Texas will hold a public budget hearing on Tuesday, September 17th, 2019 at 1 p.m. in the Commissioners Courtroom of the Orange County Administration Building, 123 South 6th Street, Orange, Texas. Hearing purpose. A public hearing will be held on Tuesday, September 17, 2019 at 1 p.m. in the Commissioners Courtroom, Orange County Administration Building, 123 South 6th Street, Orange, Texas. This is a public hearing on the proposed 2019-2020 Orange County budget. This proposed budget will raise more total property taxes than last year's budget by $2,080,204 or 7.39%, and of that amount, $237,782.90. Is tax and revenue to be raised from new property added to the tax roll this year. Any taxpayer of the county may attend and participate in the hearing. The Commissioners Court will take action on the budget following the public hearing on September 17, 2019 at 2 p.m. in the Commissioners Courtroom and adopt the tax rate in a separate agenda item. All right, and so what we're doing, we're actually going to try to do things a little bit different. We're trying to make it to where we have more information that we're able to put out as far as what our budget is as we move through the budget through the public hearing. So we've got a PowerPoint presentation that is an overview. This is an overview of this. If you want details, once the budget at that point is approved, if so at court today, then this will be posted on the website. So that you can go in and look at the detailed information if you want to go in there and look at the detail. Again, like I said, this is a kind of a proposed deal so we can get more information out to the public that concerns our departments and stuff as an overview of how much we spend, where we spend it, where the revenue comes from. And so something new, I want to put a shout-out to Penny. Thank you, because she has worked diligently with me through this process and us trying to get something out that's more informational for our public to be able to look at, to be able to make heads and tails of a whole lot of line item items in a budget. So anyway, so we'll go ahead and start. And so this is, like I said, kind of an overview. So this is the Orange County annual budget fiscal year 2020. So we'll go to the second page. And what you're going to see there is the budgeted revenue for year 2020. And that's the year coming up. And in that, you're going to see it kind of broke down with the different categories and, you know, and where we're budgeting that money to move forward. So your general fund, as you'll see, I don't know if anybody want me to read all of this or kind of move through it, but if you just kind of want to take a look at it, commissioners, and you can kind of see where we're at. But general fund expenditures are revenue is $37,432,090, which is about 77%. The road and bridge fund, we bring in $3,911,868. Non-major fund is $1,517,003, which is 3%. Our debt services fund, which are really have very low debt service, but it's $335,930 for about 1%. And then our other government funds is $1,922,232, which means about 4%. So as our total general funds is $45,119,124. Our restricted funds revenue this year should increase about $3,384,508 for an increase of 7%. That leaves our total budgeted revenue this year of about $48,503,633. And these are our basic revenue streams that we have for the county. Like I said, and if you want to look at the breakdowns, you can go in the actual budget itself. It shows you the intricate breakdown of all of it. But it kind of gives you an idea of where we're at. So we're going to go from budgeted revenue to our general and other government funds revenue budget for our fiscal year. And these are the major sources of where those monies come from. So our property taxes raised about $30,235,010. Fees of office, this is the different fees and stuff we have in the county, is $4,882,492. Sales tax, about $5,300,000 in lieu of taxes is $857,518. Other government supported services are $2,429,440, and all other sources of revenue is $1,414,664. So our total fund sources funds about $45,119,000. Like I said, we got the pie chart to kind of show the breakdown of where the majority of it is, and you can tell that the majority of our funding comes from property taxes. About 67% of that is a total. And then you can see the other ones as it breaks it out. All right, we'll go to the next page. All right, so budgeted expenditures, what our planned expenditures are for this year is a general fund of about $39,498,513, so 72%. Our road and bridge fund, which is comes up in questions a lot, where expenditures about $5,775,006, which is about 11%. Which, and the reason I kind of bring that up is because we've had a question before, are we spending the amount, are we getting all our road and bridge money, or are we spending that money back out on road and bridge? And in fact, we are. We're actually spending more than that in our road and bridge. So we definitely need more, but we're spending more than we're gaining in our fees and services to road and bridge. Non-major funds, $1,306,985 for 2%. Again, our debt services fund is the same, $373,013 for 1%. And then our other government funds is $80,778 and stuff. And like I said, you can look at the actual breakdowns of those in the budget if you so choose to go look at it in detail. So that means our total general funds of expenditures is $47,034.295. And then our restricted fund expenditures, if we were to spend that, would be $7,835,262 in restricted funds. So that puts our total of expenditures, if it was all spent, of $54,869,557. Penny, if there's anything that you need to add, feel free to come in on any time. Or if there's any questions, anybody, I'm just kind of moving through the overview, so we'll...
And we might want to point out on this is that we're talking about the current year revenue and current year expenses, but we also have fund balances that are moving over. So when you see expenditures on this that are higher than the revenue, we have prior funds that are...
coming from last year to this year. And there'll actually is another page in here that kind of covers that a little bit in more in detail. We're just kind of saying, trying to basically, like I said, again, showing where the majority of the money is coming from and where the majority of the money is going to, so that you have an understanding of it by base department. Okay, so then our next page.
But wait just a minute.
Okay.
You said, because, and I've asked you this, mm-hmm. because all during the... I was running for election, they kept talking about a rainy day fund. Where is that? There's not one, is there?
We've never had a rainy day fund. We had the restricted account, and then we have a everything that we do because we want to have it accessible mm-hmm. is in general funds. If you put it in a different category in your budget, and then you need that money later in the year, you have to do another budget to be able to access that money.
To
so we leave ours,
not
restricted. Restricted is those accounts that are, examples, the Sheriff's Department okay. has a fund that he is only allowed to spend. It's his to spend however he chooses. We okay. can't determine that. And there's
typically called the fund balance.
Yes.
Typically.
Fund balance.
But we take that, but we've never had a rainy day fund, savings account type fund.
Okay. I just wanted to clear that up.
All right. And like I said, we do that so that the money, if we need it, is accessible without having to do a special budget. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so we'll go to the other one. Is general and other funds expenditure budget. So it kind of breaks it down a little bit more into detail of where this actual money is being spent at. So salaried and related items, you know, group health insurance, things like that. So we spend about $26,659,070 in those. And then our actual group health, life, and dental program that we pay for in the county is $6,637,776. So those two items alone are very big. If you look at the pie chart and you look at the amount of funds that are spent between those two items, it's a big percentage of our operating budget goes into our salaries of our folks and our health insurance and stuff that we cover for our folks.
Almost three quarters.
Almost three quarters.
And Judge, that also includes the group health, life, and dental, also includes the retirees.
Yeah, and that's included in the retirees. That's all of our insurances that we pay. And like I said, if you like to look at it in pie chart form, it gives you a little bit better picture of it, but just the numbers itself kind of speak for itself. Our operating expenses in general are $10,452,230. With utilities, about $852,530. We keep $500,000 in contingency in case there's something that we overlook throughout the year. In a budgeted item, we have a fund that we can go access for that. supplies are $210,685, and then our capital outlay this year is going to be about $1,348,992. I will actually kind of cover that a little bit more in detail as we move through what that actual capital outlay is. And then our debt service, again, is $373.12. And that is our payment for the waste services that we have for that, that we have to pay that. And, my goodness, it's like a 15-year payout. And so we'll have several more years of that that we have to pay. And that number actually increases a little bit each year that we have to pay for that, to pay that off. They have been paid off, but we did a debt service contract to be able to do that separately. Okay. So that shows our total of expenditures for this coming year, $47,034,295. Any questions there?
No.
Comment?
Yes.
I'd just like to make a comment that, grouping together the salaries and the group health and life is like $3 million more than what actual property taxes bring in.
Yes.
Just for a note.
Because our property tax value is about $30 million this year, and then your point, that's about $33
million. $32.
So, any other questions, comments? And I know I'm moving through it fast, so don't be afraid to stop me if you want to stop.
Just highlights the importance of growth in your county.
Highlights the importance, that. Yes. All right. And so this next page is a little bit further of a breakdown of our expenditures budget by type, and then where we kind of break it down into departments a little bit more. We actually show all the departments that are where it's spent at. We highlighted, if you'll look at it, it says the top five departments with employees are bolded, and that's the top five expenditures that we have. And I'll kind of just kind of run through those, but it's the our general miscellaneous, but our operations and maintenance, our sheriff's office jail, sheriff's office mental health liaison, our road and bridge, is the money there, and then of course our district attorney's office, which is all of our stuff in that building over there. Mosquito control, I think this is kind of a surprising number when everybody sees mosquito control at over $1 million, that we spend $1 million to kill mosquitoes in our
county. But we need it in our county.
We need it, but I don't know if y'all want me to kind of go through that breakdown, but this is a pretty good breakdown. It shows where the money's being spent at as an overall per department, per area, so that you kind of look at and see where's the money going and where's it being spent. I can kind of break it down in the top, our general government is about $16,210,062. Public safety, $14,898,376. Our public works, $6,152,468. Our legal department is $4,973,262. Social services, $3,075,567. Debt service again is the $375,568. And then capital outlay this year is $1,348,992. Grand total again, $47,034. The sheriff's office, which is one of the largest one also, and because I think it's important, especially when we're talking about our difference between where we're paying county taxes and cities are paying county tax and stuff, and we support the sheriff's department and the jail for all of our local cities and stuff, and so that expense alone is, the sheriff's office general fund is $8,388,223, with the sheriff's office, the jail is $5,474,620, and the mental health $100,000. So we spend a lot of money supporting all of our local cities in the jail and stuff like that our sheriff does over there for everybody. A lot of money goes to that in this budget and in every budget. And then again, our road and bridge. Our road and bridge, we have a lot of work there and a lot of stuff that we have to do with drainage and stuff, and we spend $5,238,892 in that department alone. And like I said, that's more than what we take in that we're putting back into it. And then this year we're going to be spending some other stuff. Is there anything y'all see on that you have a question about or a detail? Like I said, and again, everything that's in this, it goes into further detail in the full budget. You can break it down into minutely there if you want to, once you get to that. Hopefully by next year, what we're going to do, because this is new for this year, to do it this way, because like I said, we're trying to be, I think the word is transparent, but we're trying to show this money. Hopefully next year we'll have some reference guides where you can say, okay, if you want to look at it later, you can say that on this page it'll have a reference of those page numbers you would go look at in the primary budget to go look at it quicker. Okay. I think if I asked Penny that, she might have thrown that watermelon or tomato at me as we were getting it. But I think we've did a pretty good job of trying to get this information out in better detail so that people can look at it without actually having to.
And, Judge, I just want to point out, when you say over and above of Road and Bridge, it's like there are certain fees, mm-hmm. like when in your auto registration, there are things that are designated for Road and Bridge. Mm-hmm. And then what we do is we look at our property taxes as a whole, mm-hmm. and then those are divided out between mosquito control, Road and Bridge, and general fund. Mm-hmm. And so that extra, the over and above, we allocate based on what we need to do on that.
Any questions, thoughts? Sir, okay. Go to the next page. And I just kind of, again, I wanted to give kind of a little bit breakdown on the Sheriff's Department part of it because, like I said, because I think that our cities need to understand what we're actually doing and how we're supporting all of our local areas and stuff with this because this is a big portion of that. It's a very important operation for us. Our, no doubt our sheriff has a huge responsibility on his hands also to manage this, and I think they do a really good job of it. But anyway, so that kind of, if you want to kind of break that one down. But overall, we spend between the jail and the sheriff's office and then the jail because it's separate. The capital outlay that we're going to do this year and the operating supplies, utilities, all those things is going to be $14,093,380. And again, we kind of broke that down into a pie chart and kind of see if you wanted to look at it visually, you can tell a little bit better about where that money's at. Any questions on that one or any thoughts, concerns? Sheriff, that looks about right to you. A lot of
it's a lot of money.
A lot of money. Okay. All right, we'll go to the next page, and then you can look in this. Basically, this is a breakdown of our amended budget from last year to the proposed budget that's in front of you today for this year, and we broke it down in between personnel, group health, life, and dental, our contingency fund, our capital outlay, our debt service, and our operating expenses, and then you can look at the differences there of increases or decreases. You'll notice some of our expenditures, or especially on the operating expense side, are far less, and a lot of that is due to the fact because we had Harvey money last year that came in. We have to show that, and then we actually spent that money. And so it's going to be less this year in the proposed budget because we don't have as much of it to spend this year. And so that's why there's a reduction there from the $53 million to the $47
million. Well, it mainly comes in the operating expense.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we increased our capital outlay this year considerably, and we'll discuss that in a minute about why we did that. Again, the contingency, because we had some items that keep coming up that we want to make sure we have enough money contingency. We don't have to keep transferring money around. But that is the, you know, we try to protect that contingency. We don't want to actually make it a habit of spending out of that, because unless we just have to, because we want to try to hold that money as we can. But it is for if something pops up that we didn't think about when we did our budget, or when our other departments didn't think about when they sent in something, we missed something every now and then. We know that, so we want to make sure we had some money set aside for that. But we really would rather you move the money within what you have to try to make it work. I think that we've seen as an average on our group health life, I just kind of want to go back up to that a second, because our increase this year was about 9.6%. That has been the running average on our health insurance for the last couple of years. It's actually, we had about 3 years ago, we had a double-digit increase. But the last year and this year, we've been in at least single digits on our increase, but it's still pretty high. And that's a lot of increases. We just can't seem to, you know, the health insurance in this country is... It's just out of control and stuff. But we're, you know, we're trying our best to make sure that we continue to fund that for all of our employees. Any questions on that page? All right, the next page is an eye chart. So I'll let you kind of look at those details. This just kind of breaks it in, but I'll give you some highlights on the numbers. If you'll go to the bottom where it says general and other government funds, which is the bottom line that you see there, you're going to see the fund balance estimated on 10/1 of 2019, which is just a couple of weeks away, of $11,376,231. That's the important part of this page. Then if you look at our revenue, again, it goes back to the $45 million $119,124 in expenses, so we're going to spend more than our revenue of $47,034,295. There is a reason. So that will leave, if we spend through this and we do everything we have planned to do, our fund balance next year at the same time would go from the 11 to the $9,461,060. Now, we know that that's not a negative number, but we're spending more than we're gaining. But there is a reason for that. And that reason primarily is due to the fact that we know that due to the state legislature's revenue cap bill this year, going into effect next year, that the funding that we had available, the increase that we've seen from our property taxes of this year to next year, is going to be far reduced. And so we knew that this was our year to be able to try to buy some equipment that we desperately need.
Yes.
And so we thought it was well worth it to spend a little bit of our fund balance to get that equipment so that we can continue to do what we're supposed to do in that service, our citizens and equipment. And we actually have a page in the very back I'll go over that page and where all that money is going to be spent, so you'll know where it's going to be spent at. But that's kind of our difference. If you look at the other pages in Commissioner Vietor, I know you had the question about from the fund balance at the beginning of 2019 to from the 13 to the 11, and that's due to the Harvey funds that are in there that we're still have not received yet. We're still out Harvey and Ike money, which we may never see, but we're still out about $5 million. By the end of next year, we'll be about $3 million because we have a check that's been obligated, but we have not received yet, of $1,866,000. We have not received that money yet, but it's obligated, so we know we're going to get it. And so we put it in here, but we're still in the negative on our FEMA money that we're still waiting for allocation on different things that we have timing we have to do, of over $3 million. So hopefully we'll get the majority of that or a lot of that throughout this year, which would be fantastic. And that'll give us, that'll add to that $9 million if we get it.
Is that my office?
Your office is in the allocation I've already received, so you're good.
I'm not good. I don't have one yet.
Well, we're slowly getting there. But anyway, but I know, like I said, that's an eye chart. And so did that answer your question, Mr. Vietor? Okay. Any other questions? Anything else? Okay, go to the next page. And these are the restricted funds. Those funds are in our budget. And again, those kind of go to, we have two different type of funds. We have funds that are within our general operating fund, restricted, and then we have our funds that are restricted to have separate accounts of their own. And those are what you're seeing listed here, are the different restricted funds and their balances and what they have in them. The fund balance on 10-1. These are the money that these folks, and you'll see there's a couple of areas that some of these departments did this year, in fact, agreed to spend some of their money on some personnel and some equipment so that they would spend it out of that restricted fund, which doesn't go against our general operating fund. They're their funds. They're theirs to use for whatever they want to use as long as it fits within their department. But we don't get to direct those. They get to direct those themselves. They have the request that's within their purview to do and not ours. But we have to show it in our budget so that we have it listed. And that's what these two pages that you see next are. And ma'am? Yeah, we're just going to go to the second page. We couldn't get it all on one page, so we have to do two different pages of that.
Balance is in red.
That's
the line items in the red, so they're the expenses if they were to spend that. So do you want to explain some of those for them?
If they were to spend it, or they've already spent?
They're budgeted to spend.
It's in
they've
the budget.
Stuff that they're going
budget.
To do.
Correct.
Okay, it's something they already have in the budget. Okay.
Yeah.
And sometimes they spend it, sometimes they don't.
There's more.
And that's when we go into contingency.
No, that restricted is just that. They can't go outside of the restricted on those items that they have to do.
And different restricted have different
guidelines
for guidelines. Them, and they follow those guidelines for each of the restricted funds.
Question on drug seizure. Are we going to spend the extra $2, or should all those be 28206?
That is probably a rounding issue on my part.
I just think that one kind of stuck out because all the rest of it ended up being zero.
I know
John
perked up when he said that.
You always find my errors, and I appreciate it very much.
Yeah.
I do.
Somebody's got to be there to point
sure
that out.
Make sure I saw what I saw. So.
Yeah,
because that's a zero.
Did you see the look the sheriff gave you when you said the word drug seizure?
Yeah.
It woke him up.
That's kind of like contingency.
Yeah. And like I said, we did have some of our departments this year that were going to move some of their stuff. You know, we're doing it with some of our records management. We're using some, or they're using some of the restricted fund to add personnel that's going to be paid for out of that. And so you won't see that on our next page when we actually give the explanation of the funding, because we don't control that funding. They do.
Where you at, Kurt?
It's on the
DA's
CDA
office.
Gambling
and child porn forfeiture. They're projected to spend $400-something more than they
gambling.
Have.
Child porn.
Same thing on the DADWI audio fund.
They have a fund balance, and then they have the revenue, most of that, those revenues that.
Yeah, because your second line is revenue.
The fund balance plus the revenue.
Yeah, you're not adding. You got to add the revenue.
I got it. Okay, thank you. Let's see.
All right. Anything else on that? Because if not, we'll go to the what's new page, and we got a couple pages there. So this is what's new in our budget for this year. Okay, and this will the explanation of the. Over $2 million and stuff. And so what I'm going to do is put the required increases first. That's what you're going to see in blue. These are the things that are handed down to us that we have to spend by either the state legislature or stuff that we're required to do that they do not give us funding for. We have to find that funding ourselves. Those mandates add up to about $252,946. I would like to say that we did have another item on there that we had to, that we were going to be required to do. That was about $240,000, but that department has decided to use their restricted funds to pay for that, which helped us tremendously with our overall budget. So otherwise, we'd have been closer to about $500,000 in required stuff that came out of this legislature.
This is not all mandated.
It's not all mandated, but it's things that we have to do to update.
But these are all things that we have to do.
Yes.
And everything. So.
Yeah,
for example, like the
court mandates
reporter,
is that you, yeah.
Court reporter raises are done by the district
locally, but they're still we have to do it.
They're still mandated by somebody hired by us. We don't have control.
They're just not necessary.
Mandated by legislator, and then the district judges are actually their brokers for that. Basically.
Yeah.
Right. And like the adult probation, she is getting funds for the we're finding a way to be able to. Work within her fees that she is getting in order to be helpful and do that. It's not, the state is not funding that portion for her. Yeah. It's coming from her bond fees. So it's not necessarily all unmandated, you know, unfunded.
But the majority.
A lot of it is.
Yeah. All right, so we just wanted to show that because I think there's always a question about how much money we actually have a choice in ourselves. And then from the next area we'll go to, and I just want to say, when we looked at, we had several million dollars, I forget the exact number, we had several million dollars in request this year for equipment and items and people and stuff, several million that we don't have. And so what you see is what we were able to manage to pay for and get some equipment that's, like I said again, that's much needed by going into our fund balance. But these were the items we thought were pretty necessary to be able to do this year while we know we can have money and funding to do it. And then by doing that, I also tried to share the wealth, as it were. I wanted to kind of make sure that each department that had some requests got some of the stuff that they wanted and not just lean on any one particular area. So we tried to spread it out, and I'll kind of go through those. In our vehicles, our emergency management, we're given a truck. Our environmental health and safety is a Ford Explorer. They had asked for two. We're giving them one. Our maintenance is getting an F-150 and an F-250 in our maintenance department. And then the parks is getting a new Ford 4x4 crew cab. And then the road and bridge is getting three of the three-quarter ton trucks. I wish we could have gave you all five, but one of the reasons we looked at it is because we hate to sit there and buy all these vehicles at exactly one time, and then they all go old at the exact same time again. So we're trying to hopefully spread that out a little bit, but that's what we're giving there. So the sheriff's office, four Chevy Tahoes for the sheriff's office this year. The emergency manager is getting a Ford Explorer. Environmental, again, Health Safe Code is another Ford Explorer, and the maintenance is getting a Ford Escape, and that's for our maintenance group because we took that back over last year, so we're trying to get them into some equipment.
Janitorial
group. So we'll move. Any questions on the vehicles? Not, then we'll move over to equipment. And we're going to get a copier. Actually, we have a couple of copiers. I don't know if it's actually birthdays or not. I know the judge has a copier on there. It's not my birthday, but it's coming close to my birthday. So we actually have three copiers that we're going to be buying this year. MIS is getting two laptops. Road and Bridge is a hot water power washer, two of those.
Wait just a minute. Why does Road and Bridge have, I would think that would fall under maintenance.
What's that?
Pressure washers.
They're for their clean equipment, for clean vehicles.
The tractors.
Okay.
And tractors.
Okay, I mean, I'm just.
It's not for buildings.
That's why it's hot water cutting grease.
Right.
So off the
okay, okay. Mm-hmm. I understand now.
We good?
Mm-hmm, we're good.
Okay. Road and Bridge is getting an air conditioning system flusher. Road and Bridge is getting John Deere boom mowers, which we're in desperate need of. We're doing three of those this year. Very expensive items, but we're doing all three of them. Hopefully we can manage our ditches and get a little faster through all the miles of ditch we have to do. Mm-hmm. Transportation radios, bases, we had two of those for $7,308. Transportation radios in the vehicle, another two of those for $6,000. Transportation walkie-talkies, two of those for another $6,000, some change. Sheriff's Office radios, I think there was some updates they needed there, so 15 of those for $46,000. The tasers, we were able to do 10 of those for $16,000. Sheriff's Office big and tall chairs, we're doing the five that they requested on those. The meat slicer in the jail for $2,100 and some change, and then the wire security cart, four of those for $4,400. The storage building for $50,000, and then a maintenance the nifty lift that is $68,000 in our maintenance for that. And that's all of our equipment items for this year.
The storage building, Judge, it has a half after it. Oh, is that just half of?
Half is coming out of hot tax.
Okay.
The other half is coming out of hot tax.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? All right, we'll go to the second page. All right, and these are personnel requests, and some of those were the ag extension, which was we had a clarification on that last week. So we're adding that person for the $33,169. The ag extension, the cell phone allowance was $890. The district supplement increase, that's the for the district court judges, was $22,216. The elections extra help $2 increase for our election folks is a $19,239. That's where we took them from the $10 to the $12. The emergency management cell phone allowance for two of those is $1,780. Parks overtime of 87 hours is $3,066. The judge floater position is $22,381. Sheriff's Office receptionist from a part-time to full-time anyone for $39,599. The Sheriff's Office jail sergeant to lieutenant, that's the medical department head, you know, to help them be able to get an RN as opposed to an LVN for an additional $16,000. Is it just the increase there? It's not an additional person. It's just a change in classification to get a better qualified person. Our transportation overtime of just $495, and then our transportation seven additional part-time drivers For the transportation vehicles that we're getting in is another $130,409. And then our treasury office overtime of $618. And so those requests in personnel were $290,754. Any question on those?
I have one.
Okay.
The emergency management cell phone allowance, $1,780 for two. Is that right?
So $720 a piece plus the taxes and everything on those. So
she
in
told
total,
us the total.
When you
put the two,
put the fringe on, because those go through salaries. So the taxes and everything that's on that is what's the increase.
That's why the one at the top, the Ag Extension cell allowance, was $890 instead of $720. Same reason.
So it all went up.
Well, you got to put all the taxes and fees on.
I got you.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah.
Concern? All right. So now we'll go to the cost of living adjustments. We'll have the county full-time employees. That's the non-CBA employees of 2%. This cost the county $294,734. The sheriff's office collective bargain agreement of 4%, which will be discussed in more detail in the court today, of $322,186. And then the retirees is a 10 CPI adjusted COLA. It's a one-time payment that they get an adjusted rate on their retirement, depending on how long they've been retired, and there's some other factors that come into that that determines what each one of them will get. We did this one. I'll tell you the main reason we did this, because they haven't had anything since 2011. I went back and looked, and that was the last one I can find. So we just felt that it was time to try to do something for those folks if we could, while we could. And considering it's a one-time payment, it's a $1 million. So total what we're spending there is $1,068 on the COLAs for that. And the one thing I think we're missing, did we just delete it, is the elected officials was $34,000. It's not.
I rolled that into the county full-time employees.
Okay, so it's already in there?
Yeah.
Okay, so we did all elected officials for the exception of us, and y'all heard that last week about how we're doing ours, but all the other elected officials was 2%, and that total would have been $34,000, and I can't remember the exact number in front of me.
But it included that also.
It's all included in it. And so that's included into this. And so to kind of give explanation on the COLAs and why they weren't more or less or however you want to look at it. But one of the things I looked at was that in what we've spent this year in a revenue, because, I mean, you saw from the very beginning statement of where we raised a little over $2 million, okay, this year in our tax revenue. So what I knew was is that we had under that 3.5% revenue cap that $2 million is going to be about half of that amount next year. If all things stay the same, it'd be about half. And so I knew that for us to be able to sustain whatever we did in raises, it had to be under that number to be able to sustain in the next year and be able to continue to pay for it. And so the COLAs that we did, once you take out the retiree's one-time payment, because we only have to pay that one time, it's like buying equipment, the rest of the salaries are a little over $600,000. So it fits very well into the $1.1 million, $1.2 million that we should have next year in increased revenue based off of our growth patterns and everything we had. So I knew it was sustainable. And that was the main goal, because we didn't want to overspend ourselves and then next year have to make cuts. And so I try to be very cognizant of making sure we stayed under that number so that when next year when we roll around that we're able to maintain paying those employees that same amount of money, plus the insurance increases of 9% that we see as an average kind of going on now. That money kind of fits in there. So everything that we have, you know, barring any major stuff bad happening, like on wood, then we can sustain all of those increases that we have. We're able to replace some equipment that's much needed to be replaced and still fit underneath the new revenue cap of 3.5 or 0.35 next year. And that was our goal. I think we got there. I think I'm very happy with where we are with this. If there's any questions, concerns, and we were able to do it without raising our tax rate. And that was also probably the other, that was is just as important as the rest of it, was to be able to maintain a tax rate and not increase our tax rate on our citizens, but still provide them with the services we needed. And I know that that's a lot of money for personnel, but you got to have somebody drive the tractor, and you got to have somebody drive the sheriff's car, and you got to have these folks. And if you don't have these folks, then you're not able to provide a service.
They're the most important.
They're the most important portion of this stuff, and we gotta have as good a quality people as we can have with the funds that we have available. So that's basically it in a nutshell as far as the presentation of what we're looking at in our budget this year. Yes, sir?
Could you repeat page one?
Yeah. Why don't you just let him...
Yeah, the budgeted revenue page?
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll get to it. You're welcome. And like I said, this is kind of new, you know, we've never kind of done it this way, but I think this was our attempt to try to make it to where it's more visible to the general public about what we're doing and where your money's going, where your tax dollars are going, it's a work in progress. Hopefully, as we move forward, we'll be able to do it a little bit better each year. And like I said, you know, our goal next year is to have on these pages, we have reference pages that you can go and you can pull up the actual budget itself once it's posted. Once it's approved this afternoon and posted online, you'd be able to go to that and you'd be able to reference those pages to be able to look at it. We just ran out of time this year. But again, thank you, Penny, for all your effort.
Yes. Thank you very much.
I think I've moved into her office for the last couple of months, and so it's been be able to try to make sure we fit this money in and make sure we can spend it in the right place to get the biggest bang for our buck, as the old saying goes, and so that we're able to service our folks. And so if there's any other questions, thoughts, comments, concerns from the court?
I think that this is more transparent than we have, that I know of the county being. And that was one thing that I think all the taxpayers wanted was transparency. And this is a good thing.
Yeah, and like I said, because it does give them a quick page that they can go look at.
They sure can.
Because I'm telling you, most people, when they pull it up on the internet, and it will be available, that's a whole lot to go look for. You know, it's a lot of pages, of which I've dealt with every single one of them, and so has Ms. Penny and all in her office, and making sure we get this thing right. But most folks don't want to look at it in that detail. But if you do, it's available. But if not, then you got a brief overview that gives you the nuts and bolts of where your money's being spent. Yes, sir.
You may have covered underneath the road and bridge fund. Does that include the $10 fee on
okay. Yes, sir.
Yes. I would assume.
Yeah, and I didn't see when you came and crawled about where we were at in that, but the main... Okay. Well, the main thing that I was wanting to, that we did cover at the beginning is that... Oh, I won't.
I won't believe
it. They won't let me do that. They'll run me out of town. But our road and bridge funds all together, we bring in about right at $4 million, $3,900,000, and then but we're spending over $5 million in road and bridge, so we're spending more money than we're receiving in on it. So
we need every penny,
and we need every penny of it. So,
and the judge's first statement was, "I'm not going to read every bit of this,
but
we'll
I did
go through it." And he read every
but
bit
he
of
ended
it.
Up reading every bit of it.
Well,
and he did a great job, and thank you, Penny.
You did,
I want to say thank you to you also, and hopefully now when I walk in, it'll always be smiles and not frowns. Sometimes.
With smiles give and her a couple
frowns.
Of weeks.
I thought when I walk in, you were frowning, and I knew it was not good.
That I just left or something.
Yeah, just left. Yeah.
I would say this is probably the most inclusive budget process we've had since I've been here.
I think so, too.
The numbers are up on a board where any commissioner can go in there and look at the numbers and see where it was headed.
Put their initials on things that they want changed or whatever. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was the whiteboard, as we call it, as we've come to love it, is it was very helpful this year in letting us be able to work through this process from the very beginning to the end, and because we started with a very little bit of information, but we had a beginning number and we had an ending number, and then everything else was left to fill in the middle and move back and forth to get it to where we needed to be to make it work. You know, and I think everybody did a really good job as far as working on that. And I think, you know, we didn't get all what we wanted. We never do. You know, because we're, you know, but we got a lot of what we think we need, and moving into next year, and we'll next year whenever the revenue cap does kick into place, and we relook at these numbers, we'll have to, I'm sure at that point, regroup and revamp our plan moving forward. But again, my main goal was to make sure that what we did on the COLAs for this year was sustainable through next year, and we should have no problem with that. And we're still going to end the year with. If everything is spent accordingly and no major events, we're still going to end up with a fund balance of a little over $9 million. And that's important because that's about 2.5 months' worth of operating revenue. for this county, what it takes to run this county. We would, you know, at some point, we'd like to get that up. But we're going to take little bitty bites at it if we can so that we're not negatively affecting anybody by doing it. We want to maintain our stuff because we've got to have that revenue balance in there. You got to have it when stuff happens. Because if you don't have it, you're in trouble. So.
And just to clarify, that $9 million does not include any restricted funds,
which is another $7 million. So we don't.
That's been a confusion in the past. Right. I just wanted to be clear that is not restricted funds.
Yeah, and that's you made a very good point because it isn't, and because we don't control that money. The departments control their restricted funds. So when we talk about our revenue balance, that's the money that we control here on the court, and in this process. So. Any other questions, thoughts, concerns? This will be an agenda item this afternoon to hopefully approve this budget as it was. As once it's approved, then all the updates, hopefully within a couple of days of salaries, benefits, and the budget and all that stuff will be posted and updated on our websites and stuff as soon as we can get to that once we get it approved. If there's no other concerns, then we'll I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
We have a motion by four, second by one. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.